It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we've had conversations with our broadcast partners who have given us details behind the headlines from around the world. We went to Washington, D.C., talked to Ken Timmerman. He talked about Ayatollah Ali Khomeini, who was the head of the Supreme Council in Iran, making the statement that the United States dare not invade Iran because of their failures both in Iraq and Afghanistan. And then we talked about the Taliban deal to get that prisoner away from the Afghans, and former UN envoy John Bolton has spoken out to the issue that this was a bad deal. Ken is a longtime friend of John Bolton. You need to hear what Ken has to say. David Dolan gave us our Middle East news update. He was talking about the Palestinian Unity Government that has been sworn in. He says that the Prime Minister of Israel is refusing to negotiate with this new government because of the Hamas connection, and he's very upset with the United States and the European Union because they have been involved in approving this unification government. Inamar Marcus continued along that line as we talked about the Palestinian leaders and what they're saying about this unity government that has come together and their plans in the future to destroy Israel using this political apparatus as the way to make that happen. Rabbi Yoel Karin gave us a report on what's been going on the Temple Mount as hundreds of Jews enter the Temple Mount to be able to pray and worship at that sacred spot of real estate for the Jewish people. We also talked about the Jews celebrating the Feast of Pentecost this week and how they went about doing that. Dr. Rob Congdon talked about President Obama's visit to the European Union, what he had to say, and some of his pronouncements are about using the United States military to back up the security for member states of the European Union. And then on David James Reports, we talked about the aggressiveness of homosexuals and that Christian ministries must beware of what lies ahead as far as that issue is concerned. Again, all of these are posted on my website, prophecytoday.com. Prophecy Today Radio Network is where to go. And again, let me remind you to tell a friend they need to hear these conversations and understand actually what is happening out there in our world. But I would have to say the lead story, the big news coming out of the Middle East, would be the Palestinian Unity Government being sworn in and already in operation. Prime Minister Netanyahu has rejected the new Palestinian government, and he said he will not negotiate with them. As I said earlier, the Prime Minister was upset with the United States and the European Union on accepting this Palestinian government. Even though no Hamas members in the cabinet, he is understanding that what they're doing is presenting themselves a platform by which in the elections upcoming, when the Palestinians elect new leadership, Hamas could very well come to power and they would be very difficult to get out of that position. That's the politics surrounding all of this. And of course, politics are followed by a prophetic scenario that can be found in God's Word. In the book of Malachi, that's the last book in the Old Testament, chapter 1, it talks about the people, the Palestinian people, the descendants of Esau, who says that they will return and they will rebuild. But the Lord says their borders will be the borders of wickedness, and he will have indignation against them forever. In fact, as I talk about this passage from Malachi chapter 1, I'm reminded that there is more judgment pronounced upon the Palestinian people than any other people on the earth, particularly today. Ezekiel chapter 35 is a pronouncement of judgment upon those in Mount Seir. When you go back to the 36th chapter of the book of Genesis, you'll see that God sent Esau and his descendants to Mount Seir. Now, Mount Seir today is the southern portion of modern-day Jordan. That's where Petra is located, and that's where the Palestinians set up headquarters about 500 years before the birth of Jesus Christ. God pronounces judgment on the Palestinians for two reasons here in Ezekiel chapter 35. The first reason is found here in verse 5, where it says, because you kill the Jews. Then in verse 10, 11, and 12, it talks about the fact that once the Jews have been killed, the Palestinian people, the descendants of Esau, will steal their land and make it their own. Remember, the judgment pronounced upon the Palestinians is more than any other people in the world. The last statement is made through the prophet Obadiah. In the book of Obadiah, there's only one chapter. It's the smallest book in the Bible. And in verses 15 to 18, it talks about the judgment yet to come. I must remind you, the first 14 verses of Obadiah are talking about history. They're talking about the Palestinian people thinking they live in an impregnable land. They're talking about Petra, of course. The Lord even says that though you live like eagles in the nest on the clefts above, I will bring you down. What he says about the end times starts in verse 16, where it says that the Lord is going to allow these people to be drunk as they take control of the Temple Mount. Talks about them drinking liquor, intoxicating beverage up on the Temple Mount. They become intoxicated with power. And they're going to do that and continue on to control the most sacred piece of real estate, the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, until the Lord does return. He returns in verse 17 of Obadiah. And then in verse 18, it says that the Lord will allow the Jewish people to destroy the Palestinian people. It talks about the Jewish people as the fire and the Palestinian people, the descendants of Esau, as the kindling, as that which will make the fire burn. The Jewish people are going to destroy the Palestinian people, but that is not today. That conflict is going to continue on until the end of the tribulation period when Jesus Christ comes back to the earth. My friend, it's never been like this before in this world. It looks like that stage is being set. The Palestinian people are back in power. They are trying to rebuild in the state of Israel and develop a Palestinian state. They're killing the Jews. And they're taking their land. Everything that Bible prophecy talks about is seemingly about to be fulfilled. That means that this new Palestinian unity government is really setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. But remember, before all of these prophecies are fulfilled, the next event is the rapture of the church. And you know, having talked about everything we've talked about on this broadcast today, I would have to say the rapture could happen at any moment. And having made that statement, nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until...